Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Beyer, and I welcome you also to the year 2021. I'm going to start the show with a wombat. The show is called Wombats and Music, and wombats are what I call things that are different from music, a reading, a story, a joke, or a non-professional recording. This is a quote from Martha Graham, a very famous dancer. There is a vitality, a life force, an energy, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium and will be lost. The world will not have it. It is not your business to determine how good it is, nor how valuable, nor how it compares with other expressions. It is your business to keep it yours clearly and directly, to keep the channel open. You do not even have to believe in yourself or your work. You have to keep open and aware directly to the urges that motivate you. Keep the channels open. So Martha Graham urges us. Well, the first song tonight is by Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and it's called This Train. I guess it's kind of soul music, and you can feel a powerful soul speaking through this one. Here she is, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, This Train.
Train. Well, I'm going to see how many going to ride on it. Train, this train. Yeah. You know. this train. Don't pull no jokers this train. This train. Don't pull no jokers this train. This train. Don't pull no jokers, no tobacco chewers, and no cigar smokers, because this train is a clean train. You know this train. Let's ride the train. This train is on the way to glory. This train. Yeah, this train is on the way to glory.
That was Sister Rosetta Tharpe with This Train. Well, I think there's kind of a pretty much a consensus that the year 2020 was a rough year. The COVID virus in particular made it a rough year, but there were other things that didn't go so well either. So, here's a song to get us off in the new year. It's called Better Days Ahead by Paul Thorne. Paul Thorne is a country rock musician, kind of rough hewn, has a real country style, and likes to tell stories. This song has a message, and the message is something along the lines of, life can get a little messy sometimes, a little rocky, a little challenging, but if we keep pushing along, there are better days ahead.
There's better.
up is something a little unique. I play a number of instruments, none terribly well. And one I don't think I've ever mentioned on this show is penny whistle. A penny whistle is a cheap little thing. I think the good ones cost about $15 and the cheap ones cost about $4. And they come in different keys. A penny whistle pretty much is in the one key. The most common whistle is a D whistle, but there are A whistles and C whistles and so forth. I was amazed the first time I heard a penny whistle that it could do all the things it does. It's fun. This is called The Star of Munster by a group called Sweet Potatoes. You just heard Star of Munster, played by one of the musicians in a group called Small Potatoes, and played on the penny whistle. The next song is written and sung by Guy Clark. Guy Clark is kind of the king of the Texas musicians. I hate to praise Texas, they're so arrogant and proud anyway, but I will. They seem to have more good songwriters and musicians than almost any other state, and Guy Clark was probably one of the best. I saw him perform at the Paramount Theater a few years ago. And he's just a wonderful singer, and he sings one of my favorite songs that I perform. So, but this one's a new one for me. This is called The Guitar. And if you're in a song and you want to put something in there about the best musician ever or the best performance ever, you have two choices. One is to just sort of not put it in and talk about it and leave it to the imagination of the listener. And that's the more common mode. The second is to play the best you can and know that you aren't really living up to what you're trying to describe, but you're doing the best you can. But the third is, and this is what happens here, go ahead and do it. put in a performance that's worthy of the description you're giving it. And that's what I think Guy Clark does in here. The song is called The Guitar, and in it, the singer performs on the guitar, and it is a wonderful experience to hear this performance on the guitar. So here is Guy Clark with The Guitar.
I was passing by a pawn shop in an older part of town. Something caught my eye and I stopped and turned around. Stepped inside and there I spied in the middle of it all was a beat up old guitar. And hanging on the wall. Well, what do you want for that piece of junk? I asked the old man. He just smiled and took it down and he put it in my hand. He said, you tell me what it's worth. You're the one who wants it. Tune it up, play a song, and let's just see what haunts it. So I hit a couple of chords in my old country way of strumming, and then my fingers turned to lightning. Man, I never heard it coming. It was like I always knew it, just don't know where I learned it. It wasn't nothing but the truth, so I just reared back and burned. Track of time, there was nothing I couldn't pick. Up and down the neck, man, I never missed a lick. The guitar almost played itself, and there was nothing I could do. It was getting hard to tell just who was playing who. Well, when I finally put it down, I couldn't catch my breath. My hands were shaking and I was scared to death. And the old man finally got up and said, where in the hell you been? He said, I've been waiting all these years for you to stumble in. And then he took down old dusty case and said, go on, pack it up. You don't owe me nothing. And then he said, good luck. There was something spooky in his voice and something strange on his face, and when he shut the lid, I saw my name was on the case.
Guy Clark with the guitar. If I were going to name that song, I'd call it The Musician's Dream. Next up is a version of Little Boxes. Little Boxes was a big hit many years ago, referred to the fact that people lived in very common looking houses, all the houses side by side, all the same. This is an updated version of The Boxes, and it's sung by Mark Dvorak. So here is updated Little Boxes.
Little boxes on my laptop, little boxes in the gallery, little boxes, all the day, where the doctors and the lawyers hold meetings during quarantine in their boxes, little boxes, they all can have a say. Oh, the students at the grade school and also the university are in boxes, little boxes, where they study every day. And the teacher mutes the students so she can keep her sanity. Oh, the boxes, little boxes, thank God it's Friday. Now the flustered folk singer thinks the sound is horrible in the boxes, little boxes, little boxes where he plays. And the spotlight doesn't work right, 'cause Zoom needs more megabytes. Now the boxes, little boxes, are frozen or delayed. Little boxes on my laptop, little boxes in the gallery, little boxes, little boxes all the day.
You just heard Little Boxes by Mark Dvorak. Last year we lost John Prine to the coronavirus, one of the greatest songwriters of my life, and one of his songs that I loved especially was Paradise, a song that I sing. And here is John Prine singing that song.
The train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smell like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols. But empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken. Then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lays? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
That was John Prine singing his song, Paradise. The next song is delightful music and an education about wood. This is The Woodcutter's Song by Small Potatoes.
Oak logs warm you well that are old and dry. Logs of pine will sweetly smell, but the sparks will fly. Birch logs are burned too fast, a chestnut scarce at old sir. Logs are good to last that are cut well in the...
The next song is delightful music and an education about wood. This is The Woodcutter's Song by Small Potatoes.
You logs as well, sir. Green elder logs, it is a crime for any man to sell. Sir, why surely you will find there's no compare with a hardwood log that's cut in winter time, sir. Pear logs and apple logs, they will scent your room. Cherry logs across the dogs, they smell like flowers of broom. But ash logs, smooth and gray, buy them green or old, sir, and buy up all that comes your way, for they're worth their weight in gold, sir.
Small Potatoes with the Woodcutter's Song. Well, next is The Jackal. I first heard this song in the TV series West Wing, and in it, Allison Janney lip-synced it, and it was just a classic scene, and I loved the song, and so I've looked it up. The woman who sings it is Dana Bryant, and that's who I noticed in the song. In any case, this is the story or description of a man who could walk into a bar and just own it. And he was known as the Jackal.
Did I ever tell you about that man who changed my life? The one I thought, oh, my Lord, when I saw him walk in the back of that bar, all tall and lean with them broad shoulders, sweet lips, I knew that I had died and gone to chocolate heaven. He had a real deep voice, and light pearly teeth, and his shoe was always shining. Long Milan or Rome or someplace like that. I knew it wasn't local. I said, I got to get next to that. Guess what his name was? The Jackal. The Jackal. Fake. The Jackal. The Jackal. Fake. The Jackal.
They called him the Jackal. He was Big Mac Daddy, super black style, a diamonds in the back Cadillac, fur-lined boards, white wall wheels, cruise control, built for speed, chrome on everything, and the stereophonic speakers, though he really didn't need them. When they called him the Jackal, Jackal. The Jackal. Hey. The Jackal. Fly Boy was in the buttermilk. Living fast, living large, 6'4" and not an ounce of fat. When women ask, is you a frown cat? He say, my dear, I'm more than that. I'm the frownest of the frown. And in case you hadn't known, they call me the Jackal.
Served an 18-year bid. First Rikers Island, then they hid him in the state penitentiary. Said the charge was grand larceny. That was 1975. And today, if he's still alive, he'd be living in the park. The brother whose claim to fame was that they called him the Jackal. The Jackal. 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 The jackal. Fame. The jackal. Fame. The jackal. The jackal. Jackal.
That was The Jackal by Ronnie Jordan and Dana Bryant. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love, and occasionally put in something odd, like the reading I had at the beginning of the show. And I've got another reading coming up right now. And here comes the second wombat of the show. It is New Year. Earlier we had Martha Graham telling you how to live. Here's another perspective. Life should not be a journey to the grave with that intention of arriving safely in an attractive, well-preserved body, but rather to skid in sideways, Chardonnay in hand, strawberries in the other, body thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and screaming, "Woohoo! What a ride!" That's one way to live your life. Well, I've done a little bit of that. It has been a great ride so far. So, Happy New Year, everybody, and that's the way to go. Now we're moving on with the rest of the show. We're going to play another song. This one is I Am the Fox. The song is also known as Stocks. The character of the person singing this song is totally unethical. He is a slimeball offering to use your money to cheat other people and just in general do bad, naughty things that you wouldn't want to know about. It starts off by saying, "I am the fox."
I am the fox, I am the artist, I am the magic man who makes things grow. You give me 10, I give you 20, you give me water, I give you Merlot. From red to black, Ursa to Taurus, Flinty Michigan to Mexico. Don't ask me how, that's not your business. Don't make me tell you things you should not know. You've got your class, you've got your image, got your mistresses and families. You need your sleep, need your excuses, and plausible deniabilities. I know your work, I know your problems. Leave those gory details up to me. We'll toast the market, we'll toast to profit, and when we're done, we will discuss my fee. I work for stocks, a gun for hire. I'll fire everyone you ought to fire, then change the locks and call the buyer. Collect our bullion and we'll all retire. Don't look so shocked. Say I'm a liar. Say you're a businessman who stands for something higher. Take your time, collect your thoughts, then let this opportunity out of the box. I work for stocks. I see my history precedes me. There are a few of you who knew me when I was a dabbler in guns and slavery. Turned apartheid into pounds and yen. Don't be naive, don't be so preachy. This is now and brother, that was then. And this is legal till further notice, and we may never get this chance again. I work for stocks, a gun for hire. I fire everyone you ought to fire, then
and change the locks and call the buyer. Collect our bullion and we'll all retire. Don't look so shocked. Say I'm a liar. Say you're a businessman who stands for something higher. Take your time, collect your thoughts, then let this opportunity out of the box. I work for stocks. Get this chance again. I work for stocks, a gun for hire. I fire everyone you ought to fire. Then change the locks and call the buyer. Collect our bullion and we'll all retire. Don't look so shocked. Say I'm a liar. Say you're a businessman who stands for something higher. Take your time, collect your thoughts, then let this opportunity out of the box. I work for stocks.
I Am the Fox by Judd Caswell. Next up is Airtune by Molly's Revenge with Maura Smiley. I don't play a lot of instrumentals on this show, but I do sometimes. This is one. This particular one I find wonderfully relaxing and beautiful music. So this is Airtune. Thank you. Air Tune by Molly's Revenge with Maura Smiley. Next is a poignant song about the end of an era. This is Mike Agronoff singing Before They Close the Minstrel Show.
Posters peeling underneath last summer's morning glory vines. Old white hat and a stump of cigar and an empty bottle of wine. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't wanna wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one last old time before they close the minstrel show. Banjo's got a busted string. Don't expect I'll get to fix it now. Won't have no more chance to sing, I'm rusty anyhow. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't wanna wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one last old time before they close the minstrel show. Daddy Bones is dead, I guess, and you probably don't know or care. Frank and Arch have gone away somewhere, I don't know where. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't wanna wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one last old time before they close the minstrel show. Money and the crowds run out before we left that last old town. Well, this old show done played its run and rung the curtain down. Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't wanna wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one last old time before they close the minstrel show. Don't know where we go from here. Come to that, I just don't care. Maybe we go to a better place and the minstrel show will be there. Lay me down.
Lay me down. Wake up in the morning no more. Sing me
Lay me down, Carolina, lay me down. Don't want to wake up in the morning no more. Sing me one slow, sad song for this one last old time before they close the minstrel show.
Before They Close the Minstrel Show by Mike Agronoff. The next song is Somewhere Beyond the Roses by Kevin Welsh. It's one of those enigmatic songs. I don't know what the words mean, but somehow they work with the music. So enjoy. Somewhere Beyond the Roses.
Untold, will lie in peace forevermore, and they will rest their weary souls somewhere beyond the roses. Misery from the seeds we've sowed left our bodies bended low. We can rest our weary souls somewhere beyond the roses. Beyond the sea, beyond the sky, beyond the binds that hold us, we will rest our weary souls somewhere beyond the our gold. Oh, what mercy will be shown. We will rest our weary souls somewhere beyond the roses. Beyond the sea, beyond the sky, beyond the binds that hold us, we will rest our weary souls somewhere.
Somewhere Beyond the Roses by Kevin Welsh. Well, we've had Christmas, we've had New Year's, it's been a lot of energy. This show has a lot of songs full of energy. But after all that's over, sometimes we just want to slow down and relax and feel sort of life going at a slower pace. And here's a song from Frank Sinatra called The Wee Small Hours of the Morning. And this is when life slows down to a different pace. And I'm going to take you there with this song, The Wee Small Hours of the Morning.
In the wee small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, you lie awake and think about the girl and never ever think of counting sheep. When you're lone, heart has learned its lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time
when your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her most.
In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning by Frank Sinatra. And I've been going through family history notes, going back several generations, things from my parents and grandparents, and just finding all sorts of things to send to cousins and vast. And I ran across this poem, and it's from at least 100 years ago, and I will read it to you. It's called Should You Go First by Albert Kennedy Roosevelt. Should you go first, and I remain to walk the road alone, I'll live in memory's garden, dear, with happy days we've known. In spring I'll watch for roses red when fades the lilac blue. In early fall when leaves call, I'll catch a glimpse of you. Should you go first, and I remain for battles to be fought, each thing you've touched along the way will be hallowed spot. I'll hear your voice, I'll see your smile, though blindly I may grope, the memory of your helping hand will buoy me on with hope. Should you go first, and I remain, to finish with the scroll, no lengthening shadows shall creep in to make this life seem droll. We've known so much of happiness, we've had our cup of joy, and memory is one gift of God that death cannot destroy. Should you go first, and I remain, one thing I'd have you do. Walk slowly down that long, lone path, for soon I'll follow you. I'll want to know each step you take, that I may walk the same, for someday down that lonely road, you'll hear me call your name. This is Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. And now it's my turn to ask you, please join me in celebrating, most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.